We are going to welcome to Robin Hood Radio Jamie Vitiello, who is a candidate with the Amenia Strong Party, which is running in a primary in just a matter of probably days, as a matter of fact. We'll welcome Jamie in right now. Jamie, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
All right, so let's get a little background on you for our listeners that aren't aware of you, your background, where you're from, and how long you've been in Amenia, and stuff like that, just the introduction stuff for right now.
Sure. I've spent the better part of my adult life in Western Dutchess County, in Clinton, and recently, about a year and a half ago, moved to Amenia, have really enjoyed it, have come to love it, have come to really appreciate Eastern Dutchess County and the Connecticut side of the border, and really want to see it thrive and recognize that there were some issues in our local community, and have decided to try and jump in and help.
You know, it's interesting listening to you, because we consider ourselves here in Northwest Connecticut, I'm sure most people also, in Eastern Dutchess County, and as being out on an island on our own, because we're so far away from the central government as per se. Is that one of the things that you recognized from your move from the west over here to the east?
It absolutely is, and it's very interesting you say that, because I think that for most of my life on the other side of the county, when I would speak with friends or colleagues about Eastern Dutchess, it was sort of spoken of as this rather faraway place, and didn't often have cause to come across to Eastern Dutchess if you were residing across the Taconic, as they say. But now that I'm living here, I see that that is, in fact, a significant part of the charm of being over here. It's a sort of different pace of life, a different closeness of community, and it really is a special place.
All right, we're speaking once again here on Robin Hood Radio, Amenia Strong candidate for the town council, and that is Jamie Vitiello. I'm pronouncing your name correctly, right? Am I, Jamie?
You are.
Okay.
You are.
So now you're running right now for the town board. I say council because sometimes every council is board, but you're running for the town board. Let's talk about your background. What you think in your background gives you the experience to serve on the town board?
Sure. So I have had a successful business career, having co-founded a software company that grew into an organization of over 1,300 employees worldwide. About 2 years ago, I had the good fortune, or we had the good fortune, of selling a majority of that company, and I still remain on the board, but that frees up a significant amount of time for me to help in public service, which has also been a big part of my life, across my life, particularly centered in Dutchess County. I've served on numerous boards, including Astor Family Services, the Mid-Hudson Civic Center in Poughkeepsie. I currently serve on the board of Lucky Orphans Horse Rescue, but I have also served in governmental capacities. I was the MTA commissioner or MTA board member for Dutchess County for a number of years, and I was also the audit chair of the entire Metropolitan Transportation Authority during that time. I serve now as the Dutchess County Civil Defense Coordinator, so I've had a broad array of both business and public service experience with a strong hand in financial management.
All right. Lucky Orphan, seeing as you're on the board, I'm going to put a little question here for you. Have them contact us. We'd really like to work on helping promote them. We're a nonprofit, and we think that they are a fantastic organization, and we'd like to help them promote in the future. So just to pass that message.
Oh, I absolutely will do that. They'd be thrilled, I believe, to do that.
I passed that along for me. All right. So now you've got all this life experience that you're going to put into the town board. In just a few moments, a few minutes, what do you see as the major problems that are going to face the town board over the next couple of years? Some of the positive things. I mean, put together what your plan would be as a member of the board.
Sure. So I think that this town has really a once-in-a-100-year opportunity right now. And it's not so much the problems that the board faces, although there certainly are problems. it's the opportunities that it has before us and the risk that they will be squandered. And I believe thus far, those opportunities have been squandered in that, as you know, and I've heard you speak about it on the show before, the town has a major new taxpayer or set of taxpayers in both the Club of Silo Ridge and its residents, which brings in a major influx of tax revenue that now accounts for almost 40% of the tax receipts of the town. Across that same period of time, unfortunately, the town has in fact raised taxes while it's collected this major influx of new tax revenue, while not really improving services, cutting services in many instances, cutting the baseball program, cutting senior programs, not really developing affordable quality housing, not really improving the downtown. And those are things that need to be improved upon. There will be additional tax revenues that come in. Those need to be thoughtfully expended. We really need to stop the foolish spending. For example, the town spent $1.1 million to replace the heating system in Town Hall. That's a building that's its own assessment appraises at about $378,000. It took a 15-year loan in order to replace that heating system, and there's about 9 or 10 people who work in that town hall. So these are just sort of crazy expenditures that when you take them on a 25-year loan, you think about that. My 15-year-old daughter will be 40 years old when they pay that loan off. We could have taken that same money and probably built both the highway garage and a new town hall, or a new firehouse and a new town hall, but certainly we could have done something structurally much more sophisticated and useful than replacing the singular heating system in a town hall. That's just one example, but in order to make best use of these revenues coming in, we're going to need to attract development, which means we need clear and concise rules for businesses to open in town. We need to address wastewater treatment, and we need to address quality, affordable housing.
You know, listening to your talk, it doesn't matter what the size of the town or is. I listened to you talk about wastewater treatment in your town of Amenia, and I hearken back over to Cornwall, Connecticut, where they're in West Cornwall trying to put in a septic system that will help bring in businesses to that town and enable more businesses to survive. I mean, it's you may cross the borders, but small towns that have opportunities to improve their infrastructure, that is a major plight, I think, in today's America, not only today's northeast of the United States.
Yeah, I think wastewater is critical for a vibrant downtown because health regulations have changed significantly over the years, and whereas maybe 20 plus years ago, you could have opened a restaurant with a septic system individual to the premise, that's very difficult to do today. So it's hard to have food establishments in particular in a downtown if you don't have centralized wastewater treatment. But unfortunately, in a town like Amenia and maybe others like Cornwall, because you can only charge the buildings that directly connect to that wastewater, it's very hard to get wastewater in without public-private development because the dollars are so significant to implement a treatment plant like that. And so you really have to be working in lockstep with the business community in order to bring in the kind of businesses that can afford to fund wastewater treatment.
All right, we're speaking once again with Jamie Vitiello, who is a Armenia Strong candidate running for the town board. I guess in a couple of sentences here, I mean, you've been involved in your past and doing a lot in, I'll say politics, but politics from afar, being a member of commissions and like that. What's it been? Is this your first run for office? And what's it been like? Has it been anything like you expected?
This is my first run for office. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I'm a little surprised by the politics of otherism that I see. Being a relatively new resident has been cast against me as, and in fact, some of my fellow candidates as, well, this isn't a local, this isn't an outsider. And I think the world has moved past that to the point where this is where I live, this is where I'm raising my children, and I don't think that the world is in a place anymore where we say, well, this isn't a person who's lived there their whole life, so they're not one of us. And that's the negative part that surprised me. But on the whole, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. We're getting a great reception as we're out there talking to people. It's really interesting to hear people's ideas and to see the struggles of the average person and the span and variety of those struggles. And I'm really anxious to try and help change the lives in the town for the better.
Well, Jamie, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today. And as I say to all candidates who end up running for office, thank you for the service and thank you for taking the time to put your effort into a community-wide effort. I appreciate everybody that will run for office and serve in the public good. Good luck in the election, and we hope to speak to you in the future.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for giving a voice to the candidates on all sides of the ballot.
All right. Take care, Jamie.
Bye-bye.
All right. So that is another candidate in the Amenia Strong running. And we've got one more interview coming up, which we'll do on, I believe, on Saturday, and broadcast that on Sunday here on Robin Hood Radio. All these interviews, by the way, are available online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on our interview section, and you'll find them there.